Yeah, oh, okay. I'm having some kind of connection problem here with my headset here. Do you still hear me? Okay. I can hear you too now. Okay. Well, I'm sorry about that problem. People, I've had a technical problem here. I'm noticing I'm going to have to fix this for the next show. But anyway, this is Stop the Presses with Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson while he's still on out for maybe for the month of August. And but I wanted to bring up some of the material that he was talking about last time when he came on the show. He was speaking about this new video that's been put out called Intentional Invasion. And they now have a website, so it's much easier to get to it. Even though they had a website earlier, and we put that up on the review or the summary of the show, it didn't have any links to much of anything. It looked like it was under construction, but they did finish the documentary. It's about 30 minutes long, and you can go right to it immediately. On the website, easy website to remember, very good, intentionalinvasion.com. And I mean, there's you can't miss it. It's the only thing there. It has intentional invasion video that you can you click on it, it immediately plays. It's parked at YouTube, and I think it's also parked at Rumble too, so you could watch it on Rumble and YouTube. So anyway, yeah, I get that, Julie. Julie says the music is throwing her off because she's wanting to hear the jazz and it's Mark's music. Anyway, so and Julie had an interesting thing to tell me. See, I live in Seguin, Texas. And that's where I do the show from. And she, her mother-in-law used to live here. She's passed away now. And but she died from ovarian cancer. And I'm just going to read this to you so I get this to you. Julie just sent me this message. And she said it. Just a quick trip to Seguin, meeting with Mayor to do Ovarian Cancer Awareness Proclamation for the month of September. That's coming up, and has been done now for 9 years. My late mother-in-law had ovarian cancer and started it in Seguin with a group from TLU, that's Texas Lutheran University. And I took it over in 2015. So Julie actually runs that now in Seguin. And she had taken it over in 2015, the year before her mother-in-law died. And she told her mother-in-law that she would make it happen after she was gone. So another interesting thing, we have a big water tower out on the north side of Seguin, on 123 on the way to San Marcos, and it's got these LED light things that change colors, and sometimes it's changing all the time, or they can set the color on it for a particular color whenever they want to. Well, for the whole month of September, it's going to be the color of teal, and that's going to draw attention to the ovarian cancer month of September. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. I don't have many friends or acquaintances that do much in Seguin. I will tell you one, speaking of that though, I do have one friend who I'd known for quite a while and respected very much. His name is was it John Rowland? I think it's John Rowland. It's been a long time since I thought of him. Yes, I think it's John Rowland. And he has a website called constitution.org. Isn't that great? Constitution.org. And he has got just about everything imaginable in terms of ancient works and everything leading up to the creation of the United States, all the important documents, all of that, all the great books on political science and all of that, starting back, you know, in the time of the fall of the Roman Empire, all that kind of stuff, Tale of Two or the Cities or something like that, the City of God. I think it's the City of God. Anyway, I can't list them all. There's hundreds of them. And, but I've used that for reference because many times in legal work that I've done, I've been looking for things that had to do with one topic or another, sovereign immunity and things like that. And I used material on his website and linked to it so people could read the very document. And I found later on that John Rowland grew up in Seguin. He graduated from high school in Seguin, Texas. I met him in Austin. I've always known him as an Austin person, so I didn't know that. And I was quite surprised to learn that. And the way I did it was kind of offhand. I was telling a friend of mine that we were over there at his house just kicking around, eating dinner and having a few drinks. And I mentioned this guy, and they said, John Rowland? I said, yeah. I said, well, I went to school with that guy. I thought, that really, what? How weird. Anyway, I thought I'd just – so I think that's a interesting story about that. Anyway, back to this mess we got, this border problem. You know, the New World Order that's taken control illegally and unlawfully of the world and of many nations, it's essentially overthrown these nations. The country of England, that's no lawful country. That thing was overthrown probably in the early 1800s. And then we were overthrown not much after that. And by the same individuals, these global bankers, the Rothschild banking empire, and the shenanigans they pulled to buy the British, the entire debt of England for 10 cents on the dollar, and became basically the owner of England. Yeah, the Rothschild banking empire simply owns England. It bought the debt. It owns the lien on England. And now, of course, they took over the money system and designed and took it over here in America, where we don't any longer have lawful currency, and that means we don't have a lawful economy. And people sit around talking about, oh, the recession or the depression or the this and that, and this is all just side talk. That's just garbage talk, because actually we don't have an economy. Our economy's been overthrown. What we have is just a system where gangsters determine who gets credit and who don't. And they've essentially, by using that system, they've become the owners of all the utilities, all the important things, all the things that people depend on to communicate with one another. They've taken over the mass media. They've taken over. They, of course, they get all the money to develop all the platforms for anything that's on the internet. And so it's just a complete disaster. And we're supposed to believe that what they have in store for us is some kind of good thing. And our board, they don't want us to have our. See, they don't want us to have secure borders, because what that does is that limits the. It allows for consensus among the population to develop. so that the population themselves can control their destiny and figure out for themselves what they want for lawful government and how to obtain it and what it is. Well, they can't stand that. The globalists are not people interested in lawful government. That is the furthest thing from their mind. What they want is tyrannical control of the people so that they can maintain their wealth and power over the world. They've stolen the wealth. They did every crooked maneuver they could think of to get it, and they're not going to give it up. They don't want to give it up. And if it means trashing out your country, they're going to do it. And that's what they're doing. That's what the whole open border thing is about. And of course, these people that run for office and get into office, these people are not interested in actually closing the border. They're just interested in getting elected again and going along to get along. Or otherwise, they would simply do it themselves. As I've said many times before, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, does not need to talk to one other living soul or get one other living soul's permission to close that border down tighter than a drumhead, where a lizard couldn't cross it. And there is no excuse for this. Absolutely no excuse. Oh, good. I'm glad you said that. I was looking at your other stuff. Okay. I needed to scroll down here a little bit. Okay, Mark, I'm glad you're here. And have you got a message for us?
Yeah, I've got updated information. Good editorial, Ron.
Do what?
Good editorial. Your oratory there was a perfect setup for the announcements I have.
Fantastic. Lay it on us.
Okay, I got much more specificity than yesterday. Yesterday, when I announced the new border invasion video, intentional invasion, the information was very fresh and a little sketchy here and there. I've got it nailed down now. First of all, I want to announce that on August 10th at 8:30 a.m. Central Time in Eagle Pass, Texas, at the Eagle Pass International Center for Trade, the State Texas Senate Committee on Border Security will have a public meeting. Anybody listening live and on the archive in time that might want to venture that way, or if you live in that general vicinity, Del Rio, Eagle Pass, Kamado, Uvalde's not far from there, et cetera, Laredo's not too bad of a drive, and so on and so forth. Again, Texas Senate Committee on Border Security, public meeting, August 10, 8:30 a.m. at the Eagle Pass International Center for Trade.
Well, that's a lot of words here. Where is it? Where is the meeting held at?
The Eagle Pass International Center for Trade in Eagle Pass, Texas.
International, Eagle Pass International what?
Center for Trade.
Center for Trade, okay.
Yeah, August 10th, 8:30 a.m., open to the public. The people that helped put on this all-important new documentary, Intentional Invasion, including Sheena Rodriguez and others, are expected to be there to testify to the committee, and I hope that at least excerpts of the documentary will be shown to these state legislators on the committee.
Yes, that'd be great.
There is an associated website with that, securetheborder.us. Again, securetheborder.us. But the important announcement today, Ron, listeners, is that now Intentional Invasion, this all-important new documentary on the border invasion, has its own easy-to-understand website. It's simply this, intentionalinvasion.com.
Yes, very good. I've already said that earlier in the show, but you're telling us more about it. And I'm happen to be parked on it right now, and that's all there is. I mean, you won't miss the video because all it has there when you go to the website is the YouTube video right there when you just click on the arrow and it starts immediately. Or you can go to YouTube right from there and watch it, or you can watch it on Rumble too. But anyway, there's nothing on that site except the video, so that's really, you can't miss it if you go to intentionalinvasion.com. And I just got through watching it before the show, and it really is
good.
Yeah, it's really a good video, and everybody should watch it. I mean, it's really a moving video. This thing can't work out. This is not what's going on with this open border thing. It is not something that is good for the American people. Anybody, it's not good for aliens. It's not good for the American citizen. It's not good for America. It's not good for the world. This kind of stuff needs to be stopped. This is nothing but international bankers screwing every country on earth. And let's face it, guess who trashed the nation of Mexico? These international bankers are the one that trashed the economy of Mexico. And what do you think?
Do they give a damn
about any country? No, they don't.
Without looking it up, I believe that goes back to Maximilian. But be that as it may, one of the things that has to be understood across the board, and I know people are concerned about the women and the children and all that, you have to understand that keeping the border open is the least humane thing in the long run that you can do. You might feel like
yes.
You're helping them out. You might feel like it's the right thing to just keep letting them in and giving them food and transporting them. It is not the right thing. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. It is not and can never be the right thing in the long run. Yes, you get an owie, you put a Band-Aid on it. But if you keep that border open, all you're doing is subjecting those same people to exploitation by the traffickers and the cartels. You are not helping them.
Yeah, I understood too, Mark. Somebody kind of clued me in on this. You know, once these people get up here, that doesn't mean they're broken free from these cartels,
exactly.
These traffickers, because they stay in touch with these people, and they continually harass them and take money even after they're here. I mean, this is a terrible thing. I mean, this stuff needs to be stopped now.
Right, and Bishop Flores of the Brownsville Diocese, he needs to face reality, taste the coffee, as do
yes.
other Catholic and non-Catholic church charities and other NGOs that are involved in this trafficking. They are aiding and abetting the cartels. That is inescapable. I don't want to hear their retorts. There's nothing to talk about.
Right. I mean, I'm sure they want to feel like they're goody two-shoes and they're doing the work of Jesus, feeding the poor. That's not what this is about. Like you say, this is about aiding and abetting criminals to harass the Mexican people, even after they get up here. I mean, this is insane. That stuff needs to be stopped muy pronto. It's gone on
exactly.
way too long.
I know we're coming up on the break. Even those that are helped immediately, like young children, arrangements should be made whenever possible to get them back to their home country safely, or to put them in some sort of cooperative Mexican facility to the point where they can be taken back to wherever they're from. Mexico needs to cooperate with the United States on this.
Amen. We'll be right back, and I hope you can stay with us, Mark. Okay.
We'll
be right back
longer,
after
yep.
this. Okay.
Security for them, but not for us. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. House lawmakers are being offered up to $10,000 to beef up their home security systems amid increasing threats of violence. They can also get up to $150 a month to pay for the system service. To summarize, lawmakers who each earn $174,000 a year and each have a $1.3 million expense account will get more for security because of threats. Meanwhile, out in the real world, crime rates are skyrocketing across the country. 145 law enforcement have been killed in the line of duty so far this year. The average police salary is less than one-third a member of the House, and I'd rather see that $5 million go to protecting law enforcement so that they're around to protect me when I need them. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right. Welcome back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery, filling in for Mark Anderson. And I believe he is still with us on the line, and I want to see if he would like to make some more comments. You there, Mark?
Yeah, I'll add a little more. I'll note that securetheborder.us is a very nice website and has a petition to declare an invasion. So that's also useful, along with the main one we're announcing today, intentionalinvasion.com, with the new 30-minute all-important documentary about the bipartisan betrayal. This is one of the key points, the bipartisan betrayal at the border. It's not like the Republicans wear the white hats and they're out to look out for you, and it's just those damn Dems. I wish it were just the damn Dems.
I agree.
But it is not. Joe Biden is a despicable, heathen criminal, and you couldn't say enough bad about him if you tried, so I'll leave it at that. An absolute internationalist, knuckle-dragging stooge.
I agree fully.
At any rate, the another really important point about the video is that when we get into what I mentioned yesterday, that the cartels set up phone apps across all sorts of social media apps with teens in Texas and other states to do errands for them, including if they're old enough to drive a car, including driving some of the trafficked people from Central America and other nations to drive them inland into the United States. That's one of the tasks that this video talks about, that these hirelings, these teen and young adult hirelings, perform for the cartels and the traffickers. And so Along with that, as I mentioned yesterday, that can mean transferring up to several thousand dollars, at least a couple grand, if not more, to individual teens in Texas and beyond to carry out these errands, to carry out these car rides for trafficked people. And as you saw, Ron, Sheriff Brad Coe, C-O-E, of Kinney County, Texas, near Uvalde, said that it used to be pistols were two or three a year they might confiscate from illegals. One year they found 14, but now they're doing at least 14 confiscations of illegal firearms per month. And yes. Note that that comes along at the same time where, due to the Uvalde school shooting, the reported shooting, and other events, that we're supposed to give up our Second Amendment protected firearms, even as illegal firearms that truly are falling into the wrong hands in the international criminal sense and being trafficked, while our governments really, except for sheriffs like Sheriff Coe, do nothing about that.
Yeah, I can't imagine how anyone could reconcile that, how we're supposed to give up our firearms in the face of illegal firearms coming into the country through this same open border. And actually paying teenagers who probably have they have a hard time making money, especially in this illegal economy. They have a hard time making money. What an easy way to make money. Just drive a vehicle. And sometimes they will even provide the vehicle. You drive the vehicle and earn $1,500 to $2,000 for it, and they supply you with firearms as well. I mean, this is craziness, folks. I mean, this is to allow this, and even to allow our government to allow this, our dissolved government to do this to us, is insane. I mean, people have got to come up with something, and it can't be any more of this.
Yeah, and of course, this ties into what I suggested yesterday. Again, the new documentary, Intentional Invasion, which you can see at intentionalinvasion.com, does not actually say this. It's an extrapolation that one of those teens with an app who could have gotten money for firearms, be they new or used firearms, be they stolen, was or could have been Salvador Ramos, the now dead accused Uvalde Elementary School shooter. It is one very plausible, granted this is conjecture again, but very plausible scenario that he could have been one of those teens receiving this largesse, this money, through those means from traffickers and cartel members. And he could have been caught up in some sort of intrigue. It would explain a lot of things. If there was direct cartel involvement, it would explain, at least in part, why the police behaved the way they did.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't know what could come down on their heads. Perhaps they were being observed from afar by cartel members with binoculars. Perhaps they were being watched. There's all sorts of possibilities that need to be explored. This is the kind of thing that, if it turned out to be true, conjecture though it is for now, a lot of big heads would roll. Many,
yes.
Many heads would roll, including Greg Abbott.
Yes. Well, stay with us, everybody. This is very interesting. We got more right after this break.
Simple smile, such platonic eye. How they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls. How we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First are right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next are beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames, eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses with Ron Avery, filling in for Mark Anderson. I believe he's still here. Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, I got a little bit of AFP and UK column duties to tend to in a couple minutes, but I'll just kind of build on what I was talking about just for a couple minutes and, of course, allow time for other callers. It's interesting as it leads up to about the 5-minute mark in the new documentary, Intentional Invasion, which everybody can see at intentionalinvasion.com. And I talked about how it used to be just a few pistols a year, but then it talks about a 15-year-old had a shootout with some Texas sheriff deputies, and this 15-year-old was a smuggler or working with smugglers, and he tried to run over one of the deputies. And they didn't know until they shot him dead that the kid was only 15.
That's amazing. And they also show a video of a little kid, almost a toddler, hitting a police officer. I mean, they're raising savages. Some of these people are just literally savages.
That's notable too. But anyway, that 15-year-old, however, who unfortunately was shot dead by the deputies when he tried to run one of them over, and I'm sure they couldn't see what his age was until he was already passed away. But it turned out, as the documentary notes, that he was from San Antonio. He didn't just sneak over the border or live in a border city. He was about 4 hours, 4.5 hours north of the border in San Antonio, Texas. And it's at that point that the cartels, and it says here, the narrator says in the documentary, the cartels, via cell phones, quote, try to recruit our youth through every social media app available, end quote. And Sheriff Coe of Kinney County, K-I-N-N-E-Y, explains that these teens are offered up to $2,000, perhaps more, for every person they drive from the border into our nation's interior. And this is where this is where it hints, subtly, but hints at the Uvalde situation. That's likely how a teen can afford an AK-47. And then the documentary narrator also says that's likely how fatherless teens plural, that's likely how fatherless teens can afford brand new weapons and fancy trucks.
Yeah, and in fact, they had a picture of a truck they confiscated from one of these teens, and it was a very nice upscale white pickup. Very nice, yeah.
And that's just at the 5 minute and 23 mark in intentional invasion, out of about a 27, 28 minute, just shy of 30 minute initial documentary. Again, those that are producing this want to make more installments and build it into a kind of series of documentaries, if you will. So,
yes,
I'm going to get permission, a green light here. Let me just finish this to put this on RBN's website. I just want to check with the producers real quick to make sure I don't disobey a protocol inadvertently, but I want to get it up on the RBN website and other sites. And I'm thinking about doing a show Friday live, coming back as the host that one day to show some excerpts. That's
very
a tentative
good.
Announcement. We'll confirm it on your show tomorrow, Ron, in terms of announcements.
Okay, very good. Well, I also wanted to bring up that you mentioned securetheborder.us, and that on there they have the forms you fill out to declare an invasion, that deputies throughout the states can declare an invasion in their counties. And they want to get as many people as they can, as many sheriffs, to do that. So that's a good source to go to do that.
Yeah, and what's interesting is that you can be any county in any state in this country. You could be smack dab in the middle of Nebraska or Kansas, anywhere, and approach your county board and or county sheriff, etc., probably even at the municipal level, cities and towns, and ask them, at least in principle, perhaps show them the documentary, to declare their jurisdiction that it's part of or on the receiving end of what has been deemed an invasion. In other words, the
yes.
more invasion declarations across the nation, the better.
Yes. The globalists have looked at America and said, you know, the problem with America is that there's too many Americans in it. And that is exactly what all this is about. This is to dilute consensus about what problems are and what government is and what it should do. And when you have this mix of people and so many ignorant people, you just can't do that. There's no consensus. You just have a talk about melting pot. This is no longer, the fire went out from under the melting pot. What we have now is just seething hordes of chaos.
Yeah, everyone's in charge and no one's in charge. Yeah, a nation to function requires a kind of political, economic, and social consensus on certain broad principles. You can't just throw people on a piece of dirt and say, voila, there's a nation. It doesn't work that way.
Precisely. It's not just wanderers and nomads on the land. It has to be some kind of an agreement, between people as to what we shall do to live together and what shall not be done living together.
Right, and the preamble to the Constitution was a pretty good basic attempt at that.
Yes.
We the people, yeah. In order to, you know, and I should have it memorized, but it's a pretty good kind of starting gun, if you will, kind of basic cornerstone for what you're talking about.
Right, right. Well, I thank you for coming on, Mark, and bringing us that information. And hopefully people can watch this and maybe even attend this August 10th thing down at the it's called the State Senate Committee, Texas Senate Committee on border security.
Yeah, and, Texas Senate Committee on Border Security, August 10th, 8:30 a.m. Right, Eagle Pass.
Yeah, on August the 10th, and it's Eagle Pass Center for International Trade or International Center for Trade.
Eagle. If you like to throw through coins in the slot machine and you make a little bit of a drive, there's a tribal casino near there, and you can have a good time, spend the night. If you need more of a reason to travel a few hours or something, you know, you can have a good time in the area and still do your civic duty. You know.
Sure. Yeah, make it a fun trip. Yeah, instead of all work.
That's it, you know.
All work and no play.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, I hope we stirred up some folks about that. Anyway, again, thank you. And it's good to know you might be coming on Friday to do a live show and show some of this material.
Yeah, this is so extra important that I had to take a break from my writing and editing and other stuff here to make sure this gets out there. A lot of people went to a lot of work to do this, and some probably risked their necks and even their lives. And this can't just be treated lightly.
Yes, that's right. It's very good. Like I say, I just watched it beforehand. I was going to play some of it, but I think we'll skip that now. But and we'll save that for whatever you want to do on Friday. So that'll be good.
Okay, very good, Ron. Everybody have a great day. Talk to you later.
All right, Mark. Thank you. Wow, that was something else. This does look like it. This could have had a lot to do with the whole Uvalde thing. And, you know, it's just amazing that we just don't have good police investigations. If these police actually do investigations of these crimes, they don't make any of it public. Well, I've got to tell you, folks, what is the point of making an investigation? If it's not public, who is it serving? Just the police department? Do they just sit around for Saturday afternoon grins and read these things? Or what do they learn from them? I mean, it impacts none of the public. The public never learns anything about anything. Now this can't go on either. You can't have a mass shooting and then use that mass shooting done by somebody else. Use that mass shooting to call for the disarmament of the American people. And then not have a police report. I'm sorry. Why should any of us give up our guns when we don't know if anything happened there at all? There's no proof that anything happened in Uvalde or Sandy Hook or hardly any of these. Has anybody actually seen an unredacted police report on any of them showing the bodies, where they were found, what they looked like when they were found? Where they were, outlined where they were with their names, their conditions. And no, you don't see one damn thing. I mean, this is outrageous. This is nothing but abject tyranny. take our guns. Now, and when they say, you know, they're always talking about this thing, assault weapons. I am so sick of that. There is no such thing as an assault weapon. I don't care how big it is or how fast it shoots. It is merely a weapon. It can be used as, guess what? A defense weapon. How awesome is that? An effective defense weapon. Well, see, when they want to pick up the assault weapons, what they're really doing is picking up effective defense weapons. So they don't want you to have an effective defense against tyranny. A dissolved tyrannical government would like nothing better than to have a defenseless public, or ones that have weapons that are ineffective. And that's what they're talking about. You know, a deer rifle, okay, yeah, it's a little effective, but not when confronted with a bunch of other weapons. You need some superior firearms to defend yourself from tyranny. That's what the whole thing about. That's what the Second Amendment about. It wasn't about sports and putting deer meat on the table. I mean, those are all lies. That's just outright lies. The Second Amendment was to deter tyranny, to scare the living squat out of tyrants, that they wouldn't want to attack the people or do mean things and push the people around because they had effective defense weapons. You roll into a town in Texas with effective defense weapons, you better have some manners. You better not be pushing people down on the concrete and rubbing their face on it. You could get shot a whole lot of times. And that's, you should be shot a whole lot of times. And you should have lots of magazines with lots of bullets. I mean, haven't we bought enough of this crapola and bad ideas, false doctrines? This country is overflowing with false doctrines, all from the mass media cartel and the tyrants who have overthrown our country. If they're going to try to take effective defense weapons from the people, they should open up all police files on Sandy Hook, Uvalde, even our one here, our latest one here in Texas, or not the one before Uvalde, was this church thing out here in, I can't remember the name of it now. It's on the tip of my tongue. But these things shouldn't be kept secret from the people. Now, the one good thing about the church deal, they haven't made a big deal about picking up the guns out there. And I'm going to say this about that, too. If people don't use these mass shootings or any kind of crime as a reason to commit another crime like disarmament of the American people, a superior crime against the Second Amendment, if they're not going to use that crime for that, I think it should be kept private. Because it's nobody other, it doesn't make it anybody else's business other than those that were harmed and those that did the harm. But when you try to harm the entire populace of America with a crime, by golly, you better be ready to show that to the American people and make all of that. And I don't care who has to put up with seeing the ugliness of it. That's just what needs to be done. Or not use it to commit another crime. Wouldn't it be nicer not to use it to commit another crime, another greater crime? If you feel for these people that have been injured and the survivors of them, don't use it to commit another crime. That way it doesn't need to be made public. But if you're going to try to slap the entire American public and make them defenseless against tyranny, you better be ready to show every inch of that place in detail and color photographs. Well, this is just amazing how far this thing has gone. I can't believe the American people have sat here this quiet, this long, without doing a thing. Oop, I think we passed our time. I'm sorry. I think we got a break coming up here. Or maybe, oh, this is Mark's show. Mark doesn't take this break. I do on mine, you know. But anyway, maybe we'll just slide on through this then. I can't believe we don't have a single caller. Julie, you must have not put out the word that I take calls. Anyway, so now, bad police investigations are not made public. Disarmament terrorism. I mean, we don't know that this stuff wasn't disarmament terrorism. And, you know, you can have terrorism with pretended events, too, where it's just theater. If you use theater to commit a crime, disarmament of the American people, guess what that is? If you use pretended harm to disarm the people against the law of the land, to alter the law of the land, as it is right now, that's just flat out terrorism. It's disarmament terrorism to put on a play of mass murder and then use that to influence legislation to alter the law of the land to disarm the American people. That is nothing but disarmament terrorism. And we are allowing this stuff to go on. It's sanctioned by the mass media cartel. It's promoted. It's just amazing. Well, anyway, I hopefully everybody will watch this border invasion. The true name of it is intentional invasion. Intentionalinvasion.com. And also to maybe to go before your sheriff, maybe even your councilman. I'm not so sure that a county commissioner can't. I mean, a county judge can't do this too. Is declare their county an invasion emergency. I'm not sure that the governor could. The other amazing thing is that the governor. Rather than play footsie with all this and mess around, he could still close this border. Well, hallelujah! We got a caller, Don from Arizona. How you doing?
Hello, Ron. We had a pretty good primary here in Arizona. Trying to get rid of we got rid of a lot of the rhinos, but looks like they're trying to cheat. The rhinos are trying to cheat on this the governor's race, but Carrie Lake's, and they just quit. You know, they she's ahead, and they just quit counting. When they do that, that's what they're trying to do is regroup and decide exactly how many ballots fake ballots they have to put in there, right? So she just now, a little while ago, she announced her victory. That's usually that's unorthodox to do that. Normally, they wait for the opponent to concede, and they wait for the. She's just announced her victory, so she's not going to take any. And she's ready to go to if they do steal it the rest of the way, she's ready to hit everybody with a lot of lawsuits. So anyway, she's the one. Carrie Lake was the first one to start talking about announcing an invasion. Yeah, that was her plan originally, and now all these other people are trying to steal it from her. And I guess Abbott said he was going to do that, but whatever happened, he said he was going to use the National Guard down there, but he didn't start doing it, right?
Yeah, I mean, very good question. I mean, he was talking that talk. They're all really good talkers. I'm tired of the talk. Quit the talk. Put some tanks down there, damn it. Put some Texas soldiers in tanks and drive them down there. And fire a few rounds, man. I mean, shoot a few rounds into the Rio Grande. I mean, I believe that, you know, you have a few tank rounds, you might think twice about all this stuff.
That's and right. Eisenhower had a Dwight Eisenhower had Operation Wetback is what he called it. You couldn't even say that word now, wetback. It would be might offend somebody. That's what he called the Operation Wetback. And he just put troops there and just said, hey, point a gun at him, go back the other direction. I think that's what he did. He stopped it for a while.
But
Kerry Lake, I think Kerry Lake, she is going to win, I think. I mean, they might, that's so screwed up when they, you know, this, and why did they stop? How did they get away with that? We're in a big hurry. Well, we ain't counting the votes, but we can wait a few days. And I mean, how do they get away with that? It's because they're government workers, and nobody's going to say anything to them. They're not going to get fired. They quit counting.
yeah, that's kind of what they did too during on the Trump thing, wasn't it? I mean, they did that same thing. Yeah, I don't get that either.
We're not in a big hurry. Yeah, no problem. France is not an ideal country, but they count all their votes by 8 o'clock at night. It's all counted and paper ballots. Some states do it too in one day. So I mean, but then these other states, nobody's going to tell me what to do because I'm a crooked politician, you know.
Right.
But yeah, I think when it all washes out, I think Kerry Lake and with these other people did win. That's the thing that makes it look crooked, because the people that were running basically on her ticket, Fincham and Blake Masters, that they all won big with no problem. It was the exact same ballot. So how would it be that they would vote for Fincham and turn around and not vote for Kerry Lake? You know, that didn't happen.
That looks cheating. Funky, doesn't it? Yeah.
It's cheating, yeah. It's cheating big time. And but what she wants to do, one another thing she wants to do when she gets in is change the election so they can't cheat all the time. Because all these states are set up for cheating. See, that's the reason John McCain got elected all the time. The people hated him. He cheated to get elected every time, too, in Arizona.
Well, don't cheat once. Just cheat every time. I mean,
cheat every time.
Cheat every time, yeah. If you can get away with it.
I'll let you go.
All right. Well, that's perfect timing because we ran out of show right there. All right. We'll see you Thursday tomorrow and Friday as well. Thanks for tuning in.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.